It's so cold. I'm freezing.
Look, it has started snowing.
Oh no, now we won't be able to go out. I don't like winters. I love summers, as it is nice and warm. I don't know why winters have to be so cold.
That's because the Earth is tilted away from the sun.
Earth is tilted? I don't understand.
Tiger, get me the globe from the classroom here. Can you see how this globe is tilted? Well, during summer, the northern part of the Earth faces the sun, so we get sunlight and it is warm. As the Earth rotates around the sun, the northern part tilts away from the sun. During winter, this part does not face the sun directly, and it is harder for the rays of the sun to reach us. That is why it is chilly during winter.
No wonder we haven't seen sunlight for so many days. Wish I could fix the earth in one place. But you know, the thought of sunny days manages to keep me warm.
getting low. Winter is a coming fast and colder than the last. Pity for me, cold it can be when breezes blow with ice and snow. No wonder then I sing time and again. I've got those cold, cold winter blues. I feel the snow and sleet without a pair of winter shoes to warm my freezing feet. When streets are slushy, I get so mushy, but no one seems to care. I lost my money and stole my honey. Done went and gave me air. We gonna have an early fall, according to the news. When that thermometer drops down to naught, I wanna do some things I hadn't ought. That's why I got into, got the cold, cold winter blues. I've got the cold, cold winter blues. I feel the snow and sleet without a pair of winter shoes to warm my freezing feet. When streets are slushy, I get so mushy, but no one seems to care. I lost my money and stole my honey. John went and gave me air. We're gonna have an early fall, according to the news. On winter nights, there's just two things to do. I don't play cards, that's why I'm asking you. Ain't that some awful news? Got the cold, cold winter blues.
I take it sick last winter. I didn't well until the other day. Said I took it sick last winter, Mama. Didn't get well until the other day. Soon as I got well in Hardy, I didn't have no good place to stay. Now it's too cold to travel, and it's too cold to sleep outdoors. Now it's too cold to travel, Mama, and it's too cold to sleep outdoors. When I was throwing away my summer money, I should have been buying my winter clothes. Now the snow is falling, Mama, Lord, and it's falling fast. Now the snow is falling, Mama, Lord, and it's falling fast. I got icicles hanging down from my yes, yes, yes. Now I just can't see how I go through this big world by myself. Now I just can't see how I go through this big world by myself. But I gotta keep on traveling till I find somebody else. Now the freight trains done quit running, and the porter won't let me ride the blind. Now the freight trains done quit running, and the porter won't let me ride the blind. But I gotta keep on traveling till I find that little gal of mine.
Put shades at the fire and low. I'm up to my knees in the doggone snow. Thank you. sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We are happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Inspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking while we walking in a winter wonderland.
Gee, Hot Lips, you got a nice place here and I've been enjoying myself, but I've got to go now.
Oh, don't leave now.
But I got to go, I tell you. I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Can't help it, I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, if you insist, I'll have
put some
a
more records on
more.
While I pull.
You mean Harmony Records? The neighbors will faint.
But baby, it's bad out there.
I can't help it. Man, what did you put in this drink?
Look, it's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlights.
Break the spell.
I'll take your help. Your hair looks well.
Well, I'll just say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
Of course not. I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurt?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold outside. I'm not kidding now, Hot Lips. I'm telling you, I've got to get home.
But, baby, you'd freeze out there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, lend me your coat.
You know what? It's up to your knees out there.
Is it that deep?
It's really bad.
But you've been so very great.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
Oh, I'm not really cruel, but there's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
Well, there'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
Can't help it, I really can't stay.
Get over that doubt.
Baby, it's cold.
outside.
You know, Lips, I tell you, I want to believe you so much. I think I'll look out the window and see if it's still snowing. Say, who's that woman downstairs out front?
Oh, that's just a friend of mine.
Oh, you want me to go there? No, indeed, I'm not going out there. I don't have no fur coat, no hand. This cloth coat is too... I can't go.
It's wonderful. Let me stay a while. Let me show you my etchings.
Oh, now that sounds more like it. I'll tell her to go on about her business. Baby, it's cold outside. You a car. You know that, don't you? Ain't this nice in here?
Sure is.
Nice.
I'm a-slipping, sliding, when I'm driving, I keep a-rocking and rolling, but just to keep it going, but I'm telling you the truth, but what you gonna do, it's winter in the tooth, I got the stone cold frozen blues, the snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, the clips are plowing, the plows are plowing. If you should choose to go outside, you get the blues that you can't hide. Well, I'm telling you the truth, but what you gonna do? It's winter in Duluth, I got the stone cold frozen blues. Cheeks, can't feel my knees. I try to speak, I only sneeze. Ain't felt my toes since last November. I think I froze most every member. But I'm telling you the truth. So what you gonna do? It's winter in Duluth. I got the stone cold frozen blues. Death, and chances are I will myself, but I'm telling you the truth, so what you gonna do? It's winter in Duluth, I got the stone cold frozen blues. Yeah, it's a winter in Duluth, I got the stone cold frozen blues.
Snow. So listen, Lord, if you for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
Winter snow is white and glistening, but them turning and them twisting, I got to scratch a little here, I got to scratch a little there, cause I'm sewed up in my winter underwear. I put my bathing suit away in mothballs, and now I got to duck the snowballs. When I wore them before, I fell through the trapdoor, now I'm sewed up in my winter underwear. For rain and snow and ice I do not worry, when winter comes I do not give a hoot. My coat and hat in here must keep me cozy, and I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when it comes to other clothing, the thing that I am loathing is when my face turns blue and contortions I go through, cause I'm sewed up in my winter underwear. Now it's bound to last till springtime, when I walk in swing time. When I can't scratch my back, I throw myself out the back, when I'm sewed up in my winter underwear. Outside this snow is snowing, the fireplace is glowing, a flat tire needs a patch, and an itch needs a scratch, and I'm sewed up in my winter underwear. For rain and snow and ice I do not worry, when winter comes I do not give a hoot. My coat and hat in here must keep me cozy, and I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when it comes to other clothing, the thing that I am loathing is when my face turns blue and contortions I go through, cause I'm sewed up in my winter underwear.
Okay, the wind is blowing, the snow is coming down, there's some frost on the window there, my car wouldn't start this morning, and my fingers are numb. Guess that must mean it's winter here in Maine, and it's been pretty good here so far, just like a lot of you have had pretty good weather. How about that warmth for Christmas, huh? It was 52 here, I guess. Never got a final number, but it was in the 50s for Christmas, which that's 2 years in a row, and that, believe me, that never happens up here. Today we're getting about an inch and a half to 2 inches of snow. followed by what appears to be some sort of ice-like material. And then Tuesday we're going to get clobbered with 8 to 10 inches. I can't wait. And it's not even January yet. Last year, February is the one that took us over the edge. We had about 12 feet of snow in February, something like that. Anyway, so today we're talking about winter because it's the end of the year and this is what we have to look forward to. So let's just put your head down and get with it. What we've been listening to, we started with something, some kids' educational video there. Why is winter so cold? I believe that video featured a snake and a rabbit and an owl and a tiger and I don't know, some other things. Goodbye Summer, So Long Fall, and Hello Wintertime was the Peerless Quartet, one of Billy Murray's infinite number of choral groups. Lucille Hegeman and the Dixie Daisies from 1909, and that was the Cold Winter Blues. We followed that up with the Cold Winter Blues from Kokomo Arnold in 1937, and then much more recent, Pat Donahue and the Cold Winter Blues. And then we followed that off with another cheerful thing, the Long Cold Winter Blues from Happy Town. Yes, Happy Town. Jingle Bells, a remix of Bing and the Andrews Sisters from somebody named Blue, I believe, B-L-E-U. Not good information on that. And Louis Armstrong from 1952, Winter Wonderland, Baby It's Cold Outside, was Pearl Bailey and Hot Lips Page. And then Pat Donahue back again, this time with the Guy's Shoe Band from the Prairie Home Companion, and that was the Frozen Blues. Somebody named G. Salvia, and that was I Hate the Friggin' Snow. Let me see a show of hands there. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. And then Bob Rivers, Walking Around in Women's Underwear, followed by Stan Borson, Sewed Up in My Winter Underwear. Sounds familiar. There was a Stan and Doug Walking in My Winter Underwear. You remember that one, right? Okay, so they're similar, but not the same song. So, okay, so I got more for you. Please stand by. Please.
Warning, the following segment may contain images that some viewers may find disturbing. Viewer discretion is for wusses. Snow sucks. People with no direct experience of snow only see its light, fluffy side. Catching snowflakes on your tongue seems like all fun and games, but it's only a matter of time until someone chokes on a snowflake and dies.
Why?
Canadians are familiar with snow's dark, gritty reality. This evil substance clogs roadways, takes over parking lots, and covers your car, your shopping cart, and your moose. You're constantly in peril of being mildly inconvenienced by snow obstacles. And those snowbanks are more than just snow. They're also coffee, dog urine, garbage, televisions, sofas, and more dog urine. Every year, someone dies shoveling snow. That's not necessarily because they were shoveling snow, but you gotta die sometime. And when you're a Canadian, you spend a large percentage of your time shoveling snow. And that's just snow. Don't get me started about snow's evil alter ego, Slush and Ice. Those stories must wait for next time on Bitching About the Weather, a Canadian pastime.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow. But we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside. So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold.
of ice and snow
out there.
But we
just we two,
the love light in our hearts it glows.
Looks like a long, long winter.
But baby,
don't
what do we care? As long
just we do,
as we have this love
you
of ours to share.
Gonna be cold outside.
Oh, record breaking.
Gonna be warm inside.
Temperature taken. So
we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, summer is far away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Gonna be cold outside.
The birds will beat it.
Gonna be warm inside.
Our love will heat it.
So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fireside by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, summer is far away, away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Gonna keep you warm until winter goes away.
He'll wait. lovely winter day. So you might go out and play. Before you do, here's a suggestion, and it's probably one you shouldn't question. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. When you're outside, something you should know. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. There's dogs and cats and squirrels and mice running around outside, that's nice. The trees are green and the sky is blue, but the snow's not quite white when they're through. So don't make a snowman with yellow snow. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. When you're outside, something you should know. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. So if you see some yellow snow, don't scream, that's mean, just quickly go to a nice clean spot on the double. If you don't, that might mean you're in trouble. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. When you're outside, something you should know. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. When you're outside, something you should know. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. When you're outside, something you should know. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow. Don't make a snowman with yellow snow.
If you want to be a skier, let me tell you what to do. You gotta have time, like a month or two. Plenty of money, just a little bit more. And I don't mean hundreds, I mean figures of four. And a savings account. Rob the piggy bank. Take one of those fly now, cry later plans. And you need a mountain, preferably high, with a lodge and a pool that's right nearby. Trails and runs and a good long tow. And something else? Oh yeah, snow. Plenty of it, brother. About 6 foot of base, little fresh powder every day. That's what they advertise. So when you got the time and the place and the loot, and the pants and the park and a good pair of boots, flannel longies and goggles and mitts, and skis and poles and waxing kits, and a few ace bandages, and a gallon jug of liniment, and a good big pillow, you're all set. So you get on the train and you head out west, where any fool knows that the skiing is best, except those in the north, or north by east, where it's not the most, but it's not the least. You practice knee bends, run down the aisle, worry about the Allberger reverse shoulder style. Let's see, what method does that Stein Erickson fella teach now? So far, so good. You're getting right along. You're at the resort in that happy throng. You go to the ski school, and what do you see? A million other people who are learning to ski, and that paragon, oh, that demigod, the handsome ski instructor. Well, you jump on your skis and get them on tight. You think you're looking like a wonderful sight. You climb up the hill with a sidestep or two. You notice everybody's looking right at you. You're first in line, brother. You're at the head of the class. Suddenly you feel accident-prone, agoraphobia. So you've skied on down that first little hill. You did it real well and you didn't take a spill. You bend your knees, you've got it now. Your instructor announces, we'll try the snowplow. And brother, you hate him. And you were doing so well. You were skiing parallel on your first lesson and the whole thing. So you learned the snowplow and got it down pat. All that evening around the bar you sat and you talked like a skier about all you could do. Felt real good as you hoisted a few and you listened to the others talking and talking and talking. A couple of fools singing folk songs. Well, the day has come as you knew it would. You gotta find out if you're really any good. Whole darn class is going to the top. Chair that feels like it's never gonna stop. It's getting higher and you're getting short of breath. You got trembling knees and a mad desire to jump. So there you are where you wanted to be, on top of the world, speaking figuratively. You're poised to move, you're headed down. Skis together, you're going to town. The air is rushing past your face. You wish you were some other place. You keep hearing voices. They're yelling at you, keep your knees together. You found a new thrill every time you went out. Don't try to explain what that thrill is all about. You can't explain it. Might as well give up trying. Let your friends float alone and find out for themselves. sure your friends will think that you're out of your head. They'll all be saying you'll wind up dead. But they don't know, cause they can't see the thrills and excitement when you learn to ski. Sure, it's chancy. You could break a leg. But can any of your friends that play golf say truthfully that they could break a leg?
Well, they called him Super Skier as he sat around the sun deck, for he swore that he would never take a spill. When they finally brought him down, they had to use three toboggans to carry all the pieces down the hill.
He was coming down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his pedals, they were fast, but the slope, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
Well, he hollered, "What the hell?" as he lined them parallel. He figured there was nothing more to learn.
Oh.
And as he started on his way, he shouted, "Underlay!" assuming that he'd never have to turn.
Well, he was slipping down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour when a mogo flipped him in the air.
His jumping form was fine until he ran into that pine, and two one-legged skiers left from there.
He was coming down the slope, 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge on his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
When he left that tree at last, he was moving twice as fast. Both calves were skimming moguls like a feather. He said, "If I must be a split personality, how can I ever keep my knees together?"
One ski was headed north, and the other headed west, because both of them, you see, were running freer. And folks up on Little Nell looked up scared as hell, said, "It's a bird." "No, it's a plane."
"It's Super Skier."
"No, it's a bird."
He was coming down the slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
Now the moral of my story, though my story's kinda gory, for all you sun deck Charlies, there's still hope. You buy the fastest clothes you can, then talk skiing like a man.
But don't let people catch you on the slope. Well, he was coming down the slope, 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his pedals, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see. And that's your Charlie of the MTA.
Starter cried, "Is everybody ready for the race?" Our super skier shouted yes, and kick turned into place. Then boldly waved to all his friends, a smirk upon his face. Well, he ain't gonna ski no more. He yawned at his opponents, said the race was good as won. He'd ski the course blindfolded just to add a bit of fun. With bandaged eyes he jetted off till his bindings came undone. Well, he ain't gonna ski no more. Gory, gory, what a hell of a way to die. Gory, gory, who's that nitwit trying to fly? Gory, gory, it's enough to make you cry. Well, he ain't gonna ski no more. He felt the wind, he felt the cold, he felt the sudden drop. He tried to stem, he tried to check, and then he tried to stop. His fatal error dawned on him, he should have stayed up top. Well, he ain't gonna ski no more. He hit each pole that set the course, and 12 spectators too came roaring across the finish wearing garlands of bamboo. 2 were killed and 4 were hurt and 6 were black and blue. Well, he ain't gonna race no more. Oh, gory, gory, what a hell of a way to die. Gory, gory, it's a sport I'll never try. Gory, gory, it's enough to make you cry. Well, he ain't gonna ski no more. There was crimson on his bindings, there were brains upon his suit. Intestines were a-hanging from the treetops to the roots. We scraped him up from off the snow and poured him from his boots. Well, he ain't gonna ski no more. They took him to the hospital and fixed him up real great, but took off all his arms and legs, a sad and lonely fate. Now he's working in an office, hired as a paperweight. Well, he ain't gonna ski no more. Gory, gory, what a hell of a way to die. Gory, gory, let us raise our glasses high. Gory, gory, now he's in St. Peter's sky, and he ain't gonna ski no more. So, skiers, hear my warning, lest you buy a pair of skis. Why take a chance on cracking up or risking a deep freeze? There's quicker, slicker ways to go, all guaranteed to please, and we ain't gonna ski no more. Gory, gory, who's that bird brain in the sky? Gory, gory, it's a sport I'll never try. Gory, gory, I am much too young to die, and I ain't gonna ski no more. And I ain't gonna ski no more. Now every sport has got its patron saint. With whom it is, without it ain't. Footpads have their Dr. Scholl. Socialists have G.H. Cole. Boston has its Cabot and Lowell. Skiing has its Minnow Dole. Now what is he the father of? It's not free wine, it's not free love. He didn't find the Dead Sea Scroll. He didn't invent the casserole, or even the original jelly roll. He created the Ski Patrol.
Tell me, what is this Ski Patrol that you give such honor to Minnow Dole?
She doesn't know about the Ski Patrol. She doesn't know about Minnow Dole. She doesn't know about the Ski Patrol. She doesn't know about the Ski Patrol. Or Minnow Dole and Ski Patrol. Minnow Dole and Ski Patrol.
You're skiing along and a tree hits you hard. There is no brandy and no Saint Bernard. Yell for the Ski Patrol. Yell for the Ski Patrol. You're on the ski lift halfway up the slope. Instead of a cable, there hangs a frayed rope. Yell for the Ski Patrol. Yell for the Ski Patrol. The powder's so thick that it's frosted your glass. But skiing does far more than this to your ankles. The number of spills were statistically few. But tell me who's counting when one of them's you. Yell for the Ski Patrol. Yell for the Ski Patrol. Just divides you in two. Yell for the Ski Patrol. Yell for the Ski Patrol. Then you're at the summit, a blistering breeze. The hill is sheer ice, the wrong wax on your skis. Yell for the Ski Patrol. Yell for the Ski Patrol. You meet a lassie who really can't shake it, but when you're on skis, even Earl can't make it. You get a good start, then a mile from the top, you recall you forgot how they taught you to stop. Oh, yell for the Ski Patrol. Yell for the Ski Patrol.
love spills are statistically few. But tell me who's counting when one of them's you. Yell for the ski patrol. 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 Yell for the ski patrol.
Thank you. Greg or New Year. But it's whiskey that makes it too strong. I said I hate to drink on New Year. It's whiskey that makes it too strong. Because I would take two, three drinks, I'll be drunk the whole day long. Hurry up with that Santa Claus, bring it on around here.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that's not all. I'm gonna chase the blues away. I'll be
singing in a brand new year.
I'll be
singing in a brand new year. Gonna dance, gonna dance, take a chance, and hold that while I'm ringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolutions made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while I'm ringing in a brand new year.
Gonna ride a bubble way up above the stars. Maybe while I twirl above the world, I'm gonna take a little trip to Mars. I'll be
singing in a brand new year.
I'll be
singing in a brand new year. Gonna dance, gonna dance, take a chance and roll that while I'm ringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolutions made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while I'm ringing in a brand new year.
Sailing down a rainbow, I'll flirt with Lady Moon. If she breathes a sigh or waves her eye, well then I won't get back till June. I'll be
singing in a brand new year.
I'll be
singing in a brand new year. Gonna dance, gonna prance, take a chance of romance while I'm ringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolutions made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? I'm ringing in a brand new year.
Okay, we're back again. Lamenting winter. I can't really see any other way to finish out the year than dealing with winter. I mean, you have all these songs that you sing for Christmas. Jingle Bells, Winter Wonderland, Frosty the Snowman, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. They're not Christmas songs. They're winter songs. And I think somebody, besides me, should differentiate between them. Okay, who wants to take that on? All right. Anyway, you can follow in my footsteps. Meanwhile, you can follow along in your book and repeat after me. We heard from some person or person unknown, presumably from Canada, why snow sucks. And it can only be worse up in Canada. Bing Crosby with the Sonny Burke Orchestra. It looks like a cold, cold winter. That's a cheerful thought for you. He tries to make the best out of it, but I'm not fooled. Snow Girl was Ron Winters, Diane Ray, and Snowman. Bryant Odin, don't. This is important. Don't make a snowman with the yellow snow, okay? Don't do that. And then we went to a couple of songs from the Slopes. Bob Gibson had an album called Skiing Songs or Ski Songs. Back in 1959, we took a couple from there. We started with The Talking Skier. That was Bob Gibson. Following that, a Bob Gibson song, Super Skier. That was the Chad Mitchell Trio. Bob Gibson was not a member of the Chad Mitchell Trio. Matter of fact, Chad Mitchell wasn't a member of it for a while. But I'll tell you who was Mr. John Denver. What do you know? Super Skier's Last Race, that was Bob Gibson. And then Ski Patrol, again, Bob Gibson from the Ski album. New York's a Lonely Town was the Trade Winds. You know, when you're the only surfer boy in town. I can only imagine what it must be like for somebody coming out here from California up to Maine or Minnesota or somewhere like that and seeing all this nonsense. It's just got to blow your mind. Blind Lemon Jefferson after that, Happy New Year Blues, and then followed by Billy Ward and the Dominoes ringing in a brand new year. So that's what we're all going to be doing. I don't know how I'm going to start it for you, but I'll think of something. I always do. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. All right? So I hold myself to a higher standard than you do. Trust me. So anyway, I do hope you have a nice New Year's Eve. I hope the new year brings you at least some sort of peace and quiet away from the presidential shitstorm that's gathering on the horizon. This is going to be a doozy, folks. I wonder what we're going to think this time next year. I don't know. Anyway, don't get me started. Got a couple of New Year's type songs here for you coming up. I will see you next year. In the meantime, have yourself a good one and stay warm.
Hey, Pop, what's the matter with you, man? Here it is New Year, and you sitting over there like you salted the world. Yes, I'm salted. I've been misled, I've been mistreated, and I've been misused. Boy, she really made a chunk out of you. Yeah, but I made a New Year's resolution, and I'm really going to get her told. What you going to tell her? I'll tell you what I'm going to tell her. Get a load of this. I made my New Year's resolution. Tell you what I'm going to do. Just forget about the old year and the things we used to do. Going to take instead of giving. Cause my lesson I've learned. Going to get the things I wanted. And give nothing in return. Cause I've changed my way. And I don't care what you do. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through. I'm gonna deal 'em from the bottom, ain't gonna play it fair at all. Please believe me, pretty baby, I'm gonna have myself a ball. Gonna give up my apartment, and you know they're hard to find. I don't want no last year's memories running through my weary mind, cause I've changed my way. And I don't care what you do. Yes, I've made my New Year's resolution. And baby, this time is through. My way of living, you don't fit in my new plan, so you might as well forget it and go find another man, cause I've changed my way. Yes, I've changed my way.
made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through.
I'm gonna give you loving in the new. The new year, I'm gonna stay away from temptation as long as temptation stays away from me. Yeah. Oh, and when I have to choose between two evils, I'm gonna pick the one I never tried before. I'm gonna give you loving in the new. You know, next year, I'm gonna keep a close check on my conscience. I can't have that bothering me. Oh, and I'm gonna have goodwill toward men. And the more men, the more I will. Oh,